This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to The Bullpen with Adam the Bull on the Bet Rivers Network.
Welcome, everybody, to the latest edition of The Bullpen with Adam the Bull, brought to you by Bet Rivers. Coming up on today's podcast, a rare time where we're talking a little less sports, but hopefully you'll hang in there. My friend and comedian Don Jameson, a favorite here in Cleveland. He's based out of New Jersey, but he loves coming to Cleveland, comes here a couple of times a year. He's got a new album coming out. He's got a new podcast on the way, and he's going to be performing this weekend at the Funny Stop. And I can't wait to see him again. And I can't wait for you to see him. We're going to have a lot of fun talking with the great comedian Don Jameson. And it's all, of course, brought to you by Bet Rivers. Folks, if you are not using the Bet Rivers app, or if you are not using the Bet Rivers website from a home computer, what are you doing? It is so easy to navigate. It's where I get all my prop bets that I send your way. And from now on, we're doing the Thursday props. We're going to change that up. I'm now going to be putting out some videos every Tuesday and Friday to give my best prop bets on those days, Tuesdays and Fridays. Those are days where it's just we're doing for baseball. We'll probably do it in the football season too, but on Tuesdays and Fridays, most teams play as opposed to when I was doing it Thursday. There's usually a small slate of games, so I want to have a little more variety to pick games. So it's going to be awesome. We'll have special boosts for you at the Bet Rivers site, Bet Rivers app. It is, again, it's great to use, very convenient, easy to read. So make sure you're checking out the Bet Rivers app. Yesterday, if you bet on the Guardians, it didn't turn out well. The Guardians, with just their third loss of the season, falling to the Chicago White Sox 7-5. What's frustrating is that, so Logan Allen got smoked, obviously. I think he was five or six of the first seven batters all reached, got smoked in the first inning. Gives up five runs in the first, and the Guardians rally to come back. They get two right there in the bottom of the first. They get one in the third, two in the fourth. So now we're 5-5. You go to the eighth inning. Allen was able to, after the first inning, get through three more innings and actually pitch well after that. It was just a bizarre first inning. And Eli Morgan, Sandlin, Gattis, they all combined, did a great job in the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh. One hit, no walks, four Ks in three innings for those guys. Unfortunately, Scott Barlow, who's been a little up and down early in this season, had a rough game in the eighth inning in the 5-5 tie. He gives up a pair of runs, and the Guardians' winning streak comes to an end, their first home loss. Gotta is silly this early in the season, but you'd really like to see the Guardians bounce back today, the third and final game of the series. When you're going to be in a dogfight, as I think they will be for the division, you don't want to be losing series to the White Sox. The White Sox are a bad team. You can't win every game, but you got to win the series. So hopefully after they fell behind big early, came back and then lost. It's a tough loss. Hopefully they can take care of business today in the final game of the series. Was good to see in the loss, Josh Naylor at least hit his second home run of the year. Because as we know, we talked about it on the Ultimate Cleveland Guardian show yesterday. It's not sustainable to be top five in runs scored if you're on the bottom of home runs. Again, you don't have to be at the top of home runs, but you can't be at the bottom. You got to at least be somewhere in the mix. In the middle, at least. And I think the middle, we'd all sign for that for the Guardians this year. Final game of the series, as we mentioned, the Guardians have the edge in the pitching advantage. Tanner Bibee will be on the hill against Eric Fetty. Although Eric Fetty, who at one time was a big-time prospect, and then he pitched, I want to say he pitched in Korea or Japan last year. I can't remember. He's pitched well so far this season. Tanner Bibee, not a good first start, but he was excellent in his second start. And so we'll hope that the Guardians could win this series before a big series this weekend against the New York Yankees. It's going to be a lot of fun with the Yankees coming to town. Friday night at 7, Saturday night at 6, and then a 1:40 game on Sunday. The pitching matchups for the Guardians and Yankees this weekend, we told you, I told you that it'll be Bibee and Fetty today in the final series against the White Sox. For the in the Yankee series, the pitching matchups are now set. On Friday, it's going to be Carlos Carrasco against Clark Schmidt. On Saturday, Tristan McKenzie will move up a day, but he's still on normal rest because he pitched Monday. He'll face Luis Gil, a rookie for the Yankees. That's the Saturday game. And then Sunday, it'll be Logan Allen, who obviously got knocked out early yesterday, normal rest on Sunday. He'll face Nestor Cortez. And then that at that point, either on Monday or Tuesday, they'll have to call up either Ben Lively, who made his second rehab start yesterday in Columbus. Gave up three runs in like five innings, one strikeout, but only four hits and no walks. Xavion Curry is pitching tonight in Columbus, weather permitting. And so they'll either go with, after Bibee pitches today, they'll either go Bibee on Monday. Remember, on Monday, the Guardians are in Boston, a four-game series. That's the 11:10 a.m. game when they have their marathon. And so they play that early game. So either they'll go with Bibee on Monday or they'll stick with Bibee on Tuesday. It would not be short rest either way. But either Monday or Tuesday night in Boston, you'll see either probably Ben Lively or Xavion Curry get a start. And by then, they'd be on normal rest off their second rehab start. So we'll see what they do. But that whoever it is, it will pitch against Boston and not the Yankees this weekend. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, my friend, great comedian, he is awesome, Don Jamieson is going to join me in the bullpen next, brought to you by Bet Rivers.
You're in the bullpen with Adam the Bull on the Bet Rivers Network.
All right, we are back in the bullpen with Adam the Bull, and joining me now, a good friend. And we've had him on the radio, on the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, and now for the first time on the podcast, my pal Don Jamieson. Don, how are you, buddy? Good to see you.
You too, man. This is so exciting. When I was getting the link to come on here, and I see the name Brian Monzo pop up, and I'm like, that's
a legend.
Like you, a WFAN New York bona fide legend, you know, worked with everybody over there, but Mike Francesa.
Yes.
So if he can handle Francesa, he can handle the Bull.
Yeah, definitely. I you know, Mike's awesome, but I'm less high maintenance than Mike.
Turn my mark on.
Say that, Monzo, or do we have,
turn my mark
or do we have to cut that out?
Do you ever yell that at him just to keep him in line?
No, I don't yell nothing at him.
Come on, Adam.
I got to tell you, it's funny, though, I've told this story before. When I was working at the Fan, you know, when I first met Mike, I was intimidated because the guy is a legend, right? He'd been on the air for many years, and here I am, a young guy getting my first opportunity. And I remember doing my first show. I filled in around Thanksgiving of 2007. And the next week, I think it was the following Monday, maybe, Mike and the Mad Dog are reviewing my first show. And I, you know, they'd done that before. And I was like, that's it. I've made it. Mike and the Mad Dog are reviewing my show. And they were complimentary, except I had screwed up. I think I said the Yankees home opener and the Mets. I think I confused the dates or something. I made a mistake. And Mad Dog was all over me. He's like, you got to know that. You got to know that. What are you doing?
That's a terrible job, Adam. Terrible.
But it was awesome. But I'll tell you, when I got offered this gig in Cleveland, I remember, I think it was Mark Chernoff said to me, Mike wants to talk to you. And I had talked to Mike a little bit, but not a ton. And he'd always been nice to me, always. And we chatted here and there, but like I never had like a meeting with him.
Yeah.
And Mark Chernoff is like, Mike wants to talk to you. And I'm like, whoa. So like, what's happening here? Mike wants to talk to me. So I go into Mike's office and I meet with him, and he couldn't have been nicer, honestly. And I know, you know, people bust his balls, and it's, you know, it's fine. That's part of the thing. And people criticize him, but to me, always nice. When I was in his office, he's like, Bull, I think you're going to do great in Cleveland. You're going to do great. It's a great sport. And I didn't know anything about Cleveland. Like, I had just, I really didn't know. I had never been to Cleveland in my life. And he's like, you're going to do great. It's a great sports town. It's a great place to start a station. And you know what? He was 100% right. He said it would work out well for me here, and he was 100% correct. And I really appreciated that. That you know, I've always been a pretty confident person, but that really built my confidence even more when Mike said that.
Well, yeah. Like, did you have to kiss his ring when you went in there? Was it like a Godfather thing?
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes. 100%. You know, I just was hoping he wouldn't cut my head off.
You come to me on the day you're going to Cleveland and ask me for a favor. Yeah. You know? That's cool,
that was
though.
It.
I look. Yeah. I miss the old WFAN New York people, and I'm with you, man. Like, you know, if people like Mad Dog and Mike, you know, even if they ripped your air thing apart, it's like,
yeah.
No, I made it. It was like when I did
that's right.
The first year I did the show Beer Money on SNY here in New York, which is the Mets channel. Yeah. I know Cleveland has a local version of Beer Money. Probably every market does, right? And I was one of the new hosts along with this woman, Maylene Ramey, and they gave us tickets to a Met game, and Kevin Burkhart was in the crowd with us, and, you know, they were going to throw down from the booth, you know, Keith and Ron and Gary, and, you know, they come down to us, oh, hey, let's meet the new hosts of Beer Money, and they introduce us and Kevin, and we talk for a minute, and they throw back to the booth, and my mom called me, and I go, wasn't that great? She goes, yeah, but as soon as they went back to the booth, you know, Gary was like, well, we welcome them, you know, to the SNY family. And Keith Hernandez, who's one of my baseball heroes, went, that guy didn't look like he knew anything about sports.
That's good.
And I loved him even more after that, Bull.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's Keith. You know, Keith's the man.
That's right.
So I didn't mind that he tore me apart. And I got two good seasons out of that gig, man. That was a lot of fun.
That's right. Nice. So let's talk about a couple. Speaking of gigs, first of all, you come into Cleveland. Everybody loves you when you come to Cleveland. It's always a funny show. You're going to be at the Funny Stop this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right?
Friday, Saturday.
Oh, just Friday, Saturday. Okay.
Two shows each night.
I effed up already.
Cuyahoga Falls.
Yeah. You know what the good news is, though? When I screw up now, I can say I fucked up, you know, because it's a podcast. I don't have to worry about those radio rules anymore. So Friday night, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, right?
Yep, 7:30 and 9:30. And, I recorded an album there, you know. So I you know how much I love that room because it's just a good comedy room. Like, if we fill that room up, man, and we get that thing rocking, man, it's like you're at a sporting event. You know, it's a really fun time in there.
Yeah, no doubt. I've been to see you there a number of times. I got to talk to you about that, too.
Okay.
I think I'm going to try to come this weekend. I got to. My wife's out of town, so I got to find some coverage for my son. But I think he's a little too young. I think he's a little too young at 10. But
no, he doesn't.
But, you know, yeah, I want to try to make it. I want to see you this weekend. And you, speaking of albums, new album coming out in 10 days.
Yeah.
Tell us about
April 19th. No Sleep. Oh, there it is. It's blending into my background because it is my background.
Yeah, that's right.
But No Sleep Till McSorley's, which is a play on the great Motorhead live album, No Sleep Till Hammersmith.
Right.
But I recorded mine at a place that you know, and Mons probably knows very well from being East Coasters, is McSorley's Old Ale House in New York City. And
of course.
That's, you know, have you ever been inside there, Adam?
I was there, yes, I mean, years and years ago. I want to say I was in my early 20s. I mean, probably like 30 years ago.
So like the early 1900s.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, just after the Civil War.
Well, it was open. It opened in 1863, for real.
See?
And it's one, and Abe Lincoln actually drank at McSorley's.
Wow.
And they got his.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like a real historical pub in New York.
Yeah.
And it's the kind of place where you go and you all sit around big wooden tables and there's sawdust on the floor. You can only drink McSorley's ale. That's all they have. McSorley's light and McSorley's dark. There's no wine. There's no booze. There's no nothing.
Yeah.
And if you're with four people and there's six empty seats, They bring anybody who comes in, they put them right at your table. And next thing you know, you're hanging out with people from, you know, all over the country, all over the world. You're solving the world's problems, drinking McSorley's ale. You're making best friends. You're planning on going to Norway the next summer to visit, you know, your new best friends. And you're hanging with people from Canada. And it's the real social media. And I thought, like, that's the perfect setting for what I'm doing, because I'm trying to solve all the world's problems, you know, humorously on this record. So I thought, wow, McSorley's, this is the place to do it, like with some beer drinkers and Hellraisers.
It is, and it is a challenging time for comedy, as, you know, I've always felt that comedians should be immune to all the political correctness and the nonsense. And it's not just one side, contrary to popular belief. Like, both, the problem in our country is always is the extremes on both sides. And both sides get pissed if you make fun of their guy or their, you know, whatever, their cause. And that shit is annoying. It's like, you're a comedian, do your thing. You shouldn't have to worry about some asshole putting you on, you know, YouTube, and you're going to get canceled by the right, or you're going to get canceled by the left. Like, both sides should shut the F up. It's comedy. We're not, you're not trying to, you know, put policy in place for people. You're trying to make people laugh. If you don't like it, then leave and go see a different comedian, you dumbass.
Well, yeah, man. It's like, you know, well, first of all, you know, I appreciate you think I might actually have enough of a career that someone would want to cancel me. But there's nothing to cancel, okay? You know, I just opened up for a Whitesnake tribute band a few weeks ago called Here I Go Again.
Nice. And were they good?
No, I'm kidding. But but Adam, here's the thing. Everything you said, I love, because, you know, but the cool thing is the people who, like, who sit at home and argue with, like, someone on Twitter who has 3 followers in Portugal, you know, those people aren't going to have fun at my show anyway. You know, if you want to, you're an adult and you want to come out and laugh, you know, I didn't want to be the old guy, get off my lawn guy. I don't want to preach to any audiences, but I am going to tell it like it is. But, you know, politically and everything else, I go right down the middle, you know, because I know there's people on both sides of every issue. Like, I can take both sides pretty much of any issue. So, you know, I know the guy who hung sheetrock for 50 hours a week, or the guy, you know, like you, who works, what, 30, 45 minutes a week doing podcasts? You know, it's hard-earned money, and you want to just go and laugh. You don't want to be, you know, preached to by some idiot from New Jersey telling you who to vote for or what to like or what not to like. So it's, you know, it's a little something for everybody. And, you know, like I said, that room is so cool.
Yeah, it is. And Don always does a fun show. And I've seen you a bunch of times now at this point.
Yeah.
Do you, I want to talk about this new podcast you just told me about. You're going to be doing a podcast called Rockstrap, which sounds awesome. Sounds like something right up my alley. I'm not an athlete nor a musician, but I would like to have been both, because that's what I mean, those are the two coolest jobs in the world. I mean, being a comedian, being a sports talk show host, those are up there. Those are near the top. But rock star and athlete are the two coolest jobs ever.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I noticed, like, over the years, you know, when I did that metal show, which was a show on VH1 Classic, for people who weren't familiar with it, it wasn't a shipbuilding show or a welding show. It was a heavy metal talk show. What I found out is, whether it was backstage, you know, before the show in the green room, or even before the camera started rolling, you end up started talking sports with a lot of these rock guys. And you find out, wow, a lot of these guys really love rock music. Like when Geddy Lee did our show from Rush, you know, we found out, like, what a massive Toronto Blue Jays fan he is. You know, obviously a hockey fan as well, because, you know, that's the law in Canada. But he's a huge baseball fan. And I think his collection up there is, like, I think it's, like, designated as a museum. That's how crazy his sports memorabilia collection is. So... Yeah. I started, you know, making a mental note of that. And me and my buddy Keith Roth, who's a DJ on Sirius XM on the rock stations, he's a huge sports fan. He and I have a lot of different teams, which I think will make for a good, you know, you know, you don't want to agree on everything, right? So we're going to have...
Right, it's boring.
We'll have good debate about sports stuff, but that's what we're going to do. We're going to interview sports guys about rock stars and rock stars about, you know, athletes, famous sports athletes
awesome.
And their favorite teams. So, yeah, that's going to be coming up in a couple months, but yeah, it's called The Rock Strap, fittingly.
So who is your guest you're excited to try to get on? Like, is there somebody on the top of that list that you're like, I got to get this guy?
Yeah, well, for sure, you know, my friend Mike Piazza. You know, Mike's been a friend for many years. He's to me, the quintessential guy who is a crazy, crazy, you know, rock guy, but obviously a baseball legend and a Hall of Famer. And, you know, I met him through my old co-host, Eddie Trunk. Because he used to listen to Eddie's radio show when he played for the Mets. And so via Eddie, I got to become friends with Mike. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, I helped him write some material, like when he did like Jimmy Kimmel's show and, you know, when he used to do like more appearances and stuff. So I know Mike very well. And he, you know, when you get him like this, he just starts geeking out on all, you know, everything with rock. If we can work out the time difference, he's in Italy now. We definitely have Mike.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
He lives there year round?
Yeah, he's still got a place in Miami, but he had a soccer team over there for a while. Now he's got a baseball team. So,
oh, nice.
And Randy Johnson too. You know, I know Randy.
Oh, really?
I know Randy pretty well too. He's a massive rock fan, and I met Randy. There was a concert called the Big Four, and it was the Big Four of thrash. It was Metallica, Slayer, Megadeth, and Anthrax. And it was at Yankee Stadium. And I'm standing on the side of the stage watching Metallica play. You know, and there's fire everywhere. And, you know, everything's going, you know, huge stage show. And I look out in the crowd and I just see this head that's like a foot and a half above everybody's walking through the crowd with a camera taking pictures. And as he got closer to the front, I went, is that Randy Johnson? And it was. And it turns out he's been like a big rock photographer for like, you know, since he retired.
Oh, yeah. That is crazy.
Yeah.
By the way, if you took like, let's say you took Piazza and Randy Johnson and like two other athletes that are into music, and you took four rock legends that you know that are into sports, and you had a trivia contest, and the sports guys answered rock and roll questions or rock questions, and the rock guys answered sports questions, I'm going to put you on the spot. Who would win if you had to predict that right now?
Oh, boy. I think the rock guys would win, you know.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That's just my instinct. I don't really have a reason, but you just gave me a great idea for an alternate podcast.
There you go.
Don Jameson, Adam the Bull, produced by Brian Monzo.
Let's put it together.
Yeah.
You know what? Every week we could have like three athletes and three rock stars, and they compete.
I'm sure Monzo would love to come up with that.
Yeah, Monzo, let's get on this here. We got good prizes. I don't know what we're going to do. We got to have cheerleaders. I think we'd have to have cheerleaders.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if we're allowed to do that anymore, but you know, we'll we can AI them in or something. I don't know.
Don, I know that wherever you go, and I know especially in Cleveland, you always do some material that's, you know, about the area you're in. How challenging is that? And how much do you do that? You know, I don't know if you have a percentage or whatever, but
yeah.
And how tough is that to be able to do that everywhere you go?
Well, I want to let everybody know that's watching this. I have a new 15-minute chunk about the Cleveland Lakeshores of 1900. And, you know, I think people are really going to get a good kick out of that. That was the original name of the Indians in the year 1900. So it's going to pop off, man. It's good material, okay. You know, a lot of 1900 humor in there. But no, I don't know, man. You know, I spend a lot of time out there, so I observe a lot of stuff. So when I do, of course, I always take it to the stage with me. You know, there's always the standard kind of two or three places you can make fun of. Like, the, you know, there's still an Arthur Treacher's across the street from the Funny Stop.
I know, the last one, I think.
Like, the parent company doesn't even know it's there. I'm convinced of it. Like, they must be, like, company squatters in there. You know, like, squatters is the big thing. They must be squatting in the Arthur Treacher's, and they just, okay, we own it now, so we got to keep, you know, frying these fish sticks up.
Yeah, the Funny Stop, man. That's an old school place. There's nothing fancy about it. Nope. You know, it's like, this is our place. You don't like it, get the fuck out. You know, that's basically what it is there. I like that.
Yeah,
good atmosphere. Yeah.
And then the Red Fox, the bar across the hall is called the Red Fox, so that's where we always we go afterwards. So, you know, and I'm a big Red Fox fan. So yeah, I love all that stuff. You know, I'm old school, man. And that's why again McSorley's a great place to do, you know, my new album. Because that's the kind of place McSorley's is. Like, if you're not drinking fast enough, they go, yeah, you got to leave. Because, you know, we got people who want to come in here and drink, you know.
Right.
And I love that. I love the old school vibe of these places. And, you know, it's like sports stadiums, right? It's like you go to some of these new arenas and there's just no pizzazz whatsoever.
Oh, that's definitely true.
Yeah.
That's true.
My Jets play at one of those stadiums.
That stadium is a piece of trash.
I know.
The Jets are trash. The Giants are trash. I mean,
I'm just hoping
New York sport.
Well, I was going to say, I just hope Aaron Rodgers lasts twice as long this year.
get 10 plays in this year,
yeah.
Or whatever it was. I don't know, it was the first play. I can't remember. I mean, he's old as dirt at this point. So you're relying on a 40-year-old coming off a torn Achilles doesn't seem like a great scenario, but you never know. And if he loses, maybe he'll run for vice president. He's not running for vice president now.
Well, not now.
I see a ticket. I see a ticket, Don, of The Rock and Aaron Rodgers in 2028.
See that. I ain't ruling that out, man. And
yeah.
And you know, you can't rule Aaron Rodgers out either, because you know he's got all these crazy ways to, you know, that he cures himself. Like, didn't he bury himself in a cave and then he came out like on Easter like Jesus, and now he says he's all healed again and he is risen. And so it's gonna be Brett Favre all over again for the Jets. I hope they know that.
That's so 100% true. Speaking of which, by the way, I mean, when I think of Christianity, the first person I think for answers is you. So tell, where the hell did the bunny come from, by the way? Does anybody know? Where did the bunny come from?
The bunny, I know.
Right? What does the bunny have to do with Jesus?
Yeah, how did that? We gotta get your crack staff on that. I don't... Yeah, what's the connection? There's like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but there's no six degrees of Jesus to the bunny. I don't know where that comes from. We're gonna have to delve into that on yet another podcast from Jesus to the bunny. Let me ask
you this. Jesus to the bunny. That's it. By the way, this is like totally out of left field, but were you a fan of the original Roadhouse movie?
No, I was not.
Really? I think you're the only person around my age that didn't like it. Did you watch the new one or no?
I'm still watching movies with Vincent Price in them.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't like all those old movies, huh?
Yeah. I'm not big into them. I like Michael Douglas. That's like the most current actor that I like.
You know, he's got a show coming out this week.
Oh yeah.
Michael Douglas.
What is it?
He's playing Benjamin Franklin.
Well, and he doesn't even need a costume. That's how old he is now.
That's right. He's like 106.
Yeah.
So he's going to, you know, he might have been Benjamin Franklin. I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe he is.
Why do you bring up the Roadhouse? You thought that.
No, because there was just because I had brought it up because they did a remake and it just came out and it was decent. But I love the original. I felt like it was such a cult classic for people my age. And you and I think now you're younger than me. How old are you?
57.
I don't remember. Oh man, I thought you were younger than me. You're not. You're only 5 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know. But I just thought like people around our age all love that movie. And then I mentioned it on UCSS like a couple of weeks ago, and the young guys on the set had never even heard of it. And I'm like, what planet are you living on?
Yeah. But who was that? You know, Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah. Man, he got jacked. Holy moly.
Yeah.
That guy got jacked then.
Yeah. He would have been good in the steroid era in baseball.
he certainly would have. All right, do you have that? Well, you're a Mets fan, not a Yankees fan. So the Yankees are off to a good start, but have you given up on the Mets season already?
It's way too early for that, Adam. But it's the little things that make you mental, right? And you're on cloud nine. Your Cleveland Indians are already going to the World Series after 10 games.
Wow.
I get it.
Yeah.
Your Cleveland Lakeshores, yep. Whoever they are in these days, I don't know. The Cleveland Naps.
The Naps, the Spiders.
The Spiders. And I'm happy for you because, again, I'm only talking to you because I want you to get me tickets for one of the games this weekend. But they play the Braves last night, right? So they win the one game that they're going to win against the Braves the whole season last night. And you want to be happy about it. But Julio Teheran, who's now pitching for the Mets, pitched for the Braves for years and years. The Mets in 10 years never got one hit off of Julio Teheran. He last two and a third last night, and he's knocked out of the game. These are the things that keep me up at night in a rage. It's like, of course, every time someone comes to my team, it's a complete disaster. Like I said with Aaron Rodgers, it's going to be Brett Favre all over again. Why don't these people see these billionaires in their jobs? They're the smartest people ever. As soon as they buy a sports team, they're the dumbest human on earth.
It is amazing because the Mets have the highest payroll in the history of baseball, and they suck. Like, how is that possible?
Yeah, and you guys are, 27th or something?
I think 29th, 28th. I mean, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
They have no payroll.
I know, and the Mets just look – they look like a 500 team, but way too early. Yeah. But the one thing I always hang my hat on, I think we have the best booth in the business with Keith and Ron and Gary. Those guys are tremendous. So even in the doldrums of a lost season, if they're in there, you go, I'll watch because those guys are fun.
Yeah, much better than the Yankees. The Yankees have the better team, but the Mets have the better broadcasters.
But you predicted, I saw you predicted on your X account that the Yankees, not even a playoff team.
I did. I predicted it yesterday, last year, and I was correct. Now, so far, my prediction looks bad, but it's early.
Yeah.
And the reason I keep predicting them not make the playoffs is because the division is really tough, and they're old, and I don't like their pitching. And so far, they've been good, but the injuries will pile up. It's a matter of time before Judge is on the injured list. It's a matter of time before Stanton's on the injured list. I mean, Soto's fantastic, but I just don't love their pitching, and I think it'll catch up with them. We'll see, but, man, the Orioles. You know the Orioles AAA team, by the way, has scored, I think, a record number of runs in 10. They've scored, I don't even know, I feel like it's like 200 runs. It's obviously not been that many, but the Orioles AAA lineup, let me put it this way. If the Orioles offered their AAA lineup, not even the pitching, their AAA lineup to the Oakland A's for their entire roster, the A's would do it in 2 seconds. That's how bad the A's are.
Well, that would be that would be good for obviously to have Baltimore really back in the mix in a strong way because Camden Yards one of the classic baseball stadiums in America, but really not since Cal Ripken have we had a lot of hope. But is Oakland going to go to Vegas? Is that happening?
Eventually, they're playing in Sacramento the next 3 years. Okay, whole thing's a mess.
Yeah.
The whole thing's a mess. By the way, have you been to Wrigley Field? I don't know if I've ever asked you this before.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of times.
I mean, is that place the best or what?
It's the best because you feel the history of it when you're in it. And you drink old style while you're there. And
old style always.
I actually got, when we were doing the TV show on VH1, they gave us a tour. They took us around and gave us a whole tour of the stadium, and we got to go out in the outfield and touch the ivy and everything. So I gotta say, I know that it seems weird for a 50-year-old man to get his picks from touching ivy, but it's part of baseball history, and that was really cool. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Fenway, same thing, except I was so disappointed because I went to Fenway when the Yankees were playing there. This is probably about 10 years ago now. And there was a whole section of Yankee fans. I'm like, old school Boston fans would have never allowed this years ago.
Nah,
you know, I don't like all that. I don't like a lot of the stuff when you go to stadiums where people, throw beers at each other and all. I don't, curse each other out. I don't like that stuff. But I was like, Really? You got a whole section of Yankee fans and you're letting them just all sit there and chant? Like, that's something
that's
right with that.
No, you gotta bust their balls. That's there has to be some serious ball busting. No doubt. By the way, one quick story I wanted to tell you. I thought you'd appreciate this. Do you know Jeff Garlin?
Yeah. Comedian.
The actor. Comedian, right. Yeah, I'm saying the actor. Comedian. But anyway, so he's a big Cubs fan. I think he's from Chicago originally, right?
Yeah.
So one time I was at Wrigley Field, and I'm not much of a drinker. I don't know if I can't remember if you know that, but I rarely drink. I did in college, but since college, I almost never get drunk. But I was at Wrigley Field like 15, 20 years ago, and it was a hot summer day, and we were drinking old styles like they were going out of style. Yeah. I am loaded to the gills. So after the game, my friends and I were like, we're going to the bars because after the game's over at Wrigley, especially a day game, you go to the bars, the party continues. So I'm walking down the street and I see Jeff Garlin. And this was probably after the first season or two of Curb Your Enthusiasm. That show's been on for 20 years, whatever.
Yeah.
And I see him and I'm like, dude, Curb Your Enthusiasm. You're the man. And shockingly, he goes, no, you're the man. And he comes in for a hug. I was like, that's the coolest thing ever.
Well, I suspect that, you know, Jeff Garlin being from Chicago, he knows when the game's let out. And he walked around the stadium waiting for people like you to adore him as he parades around the entire stadium.
You know what? That's probably true. He loves the praise. All right. This weekend, Friday, Saturday, at the Funny Stop, Don Jameson in town. Make sure you go see him, and I'll hopefully see you out there. I'll text you.
Okay.
I got to text you. Now, the new album, April 19th, No Sleep to McSorley's. Where should they get it? On your website, or where's the best place to go get it?
You know, pre-order it now on Apple Music or any of the streaming services they have available for pre-order. I'll have physical copies this weekend at the Funny Stop on CD. I'm going to put out vinyl later in the summer because, again, I'm old school. And, but just come on out to the show and have a few friggin' laughs.
Gary from Howard Stern would approve of the vinyl. He loves that.
He loves his vinyl.
Do you, by the way, is Richard Christie, is he that good a rock drummer? Is he that special? Because they talk about it. I figured if anybody would know, it's you.
He's honestly, man, he's one of the best, you know.
That's wild. He's such a doofus on the show. I mean, I in a good way, but he's a doofus. And you wouldn't have guessed that, but
yeah, he's got, you know, he's got a big audience in the metal world, you know. He was with a real groundbreaking band back in the day, but yeah, I think more people know him now for, you know, wearing a diaper to concerts and and peeing in it so he doesn't have to miss any of his favorite songs.
So funny. And Don's, keep an eye out for his new podcast, Rockstrap. Once it's out, I'll spread the word as well. Good to see you, buddy.
Hey, thanks so much, Bull, man. I appreciate you.
You're in the bullpen with Adam the Bull.
Hey, everybody. During each round of the Masters, Bet Rivers is offering live betting specials. Visit the Bet Rivers app for full details and discover what bonus awaits each day of the tournament.
You're in the bullpen with Adam the Bull on the Bet Rivers Network.
That was a lot of fun talking with Don Jameson. It's always great when he comes to town. Check him out at the Funny Stop on Friday and Saturday. Two shows each night. It's going to be great. Don's always a lot of fun. And thanks to him for joining me. Thanks to Monzo for producing. And thanks to you all for watching and listening. Make sure you hit the thumbs up. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next time. Where else but right here. In the Bullpen with Adam the Bull, brought to you by Bet Rivers. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to The Bullpen with Adam the Bull on the Bet Rivers Network.